We start with news today that Naval Commander Captain Owen Honors will lose command of his ship weeks before it's deployed to Afghanistan. The reason? Captain Honors made videos in 2006 and 7 for the closed-circuit TV network of the nuclear aircraft carrier the Enterprise when he was second in command. They were raunchy and mocked gays and women.
Finally, let's get to my favorite topic and something foreign to the gay kid over there, chicks in the shower. This is certainly the most popular video of any of the EXO movie videos. It's also the one that's landed me with the most complaints.
The Virginia Pilot newspaper, which first broke the story of the videos, says female sailors complained about them when they originally aired and were ignored. But Honor's defenders, including more than 1,500 friends on a Facebook page that's been set up for him, say the videos were harmless. Ward Carroll is the editor of Military.com, and as a Navy pilot, flew with Captain Honors. We want to hear about that. But Ward, what are you hearing from within the military as response to today's news?
Well, we're hearing a lot of people that say it's, political correctness run amok. And then from, I guess, higher-ranking quarters, we're hearing things like, this is a no-brainer. With this video, he's completely undermined his ability to command the ship, and therefore he is, rightfully removed from command.
Well, it's interesting. We're getting some of the same response. We spoke with a military reporter today who said, this story is a big nothing. I don't want to talk about it. But then again, you have military law expert Eugene Fidel saying it's a serious matter that he runs a warship, not a frat house. Your thoughts, you worked with him, as to that kind of language from a higher up.
Yeah, this thing emerged, and it strikes me at two levels, as you're saying, Robin, both personally and professionally. Personally, I know OP Honors very well. We flew together, we surfed together in the 90s in an F-14 squadron. I've flown in his back seat. I've flown on his wing. I've briefed with him. I've, done dogfighting missions with him. And I've also been, on Liberty and had private time with him. And he's a great guy. We were proud of his ascension, if you will. And the other thing about being a nuclear power carrier CO is if the tour goes well, you'll most likely be selected for admiral. And so, as a guy who's been out of the Navy for some years now, to look at a peer and see him succeed, that gives you a warm feeling. Now, that having been said, when you see the video, and I think those that would rally to his support around the video have never been in position of command, and so when you make the analogy that it's no worse than anything you see on TV, that is completely off base. We're not talking about Burbank or Hollywood. We're talking about an aircraft carrier that puts people in harm's way.
Right. Well, and in response, gay groups were outraged, but so were some women. And this comes after 2010, a year that saw Rear Admiral Nora Tyson become the first woman to take command of a carrier strike group. It saw the welcoming of women into submarine schools and women sweeping the Navy Sailor of the Year awards. We read about this in Derek Jackson's column in the Boston Globe. So in regards to women in particular, what kind of a misstep do you think this was on his part?
Well, it was profound. And, this is a guy who's been in the Navy for 25-plus years, weathered the tailhook debacle, the lines were drawn in the wake of that were very clear. And this isn't even a political issue for me as a military guy. It's an issue of good order and discipline. And you cannot carry out the mission of the ship if some of the people believe you have a problem with them inherently because of their gender or their sexual orientation.
Well, who else do you think might be affected by this? Honors supervisor, then Commander Larry Rice, now a rear admiral at the Norfolk-based Joint Forces Command, apparently told him to stop making the videos. But we understand that people in the Navy knew they were out there, and Honors was then promoted. So do you think we haven't seen the last of this story?
I think we haven't. My immediate concern is for the crew of Enterprise. And as we're seeing today, the Navy has taken swift action to get somebody else in there, which is a very disruptive move at this point. You've got to find somebody that is qualified to command a nuclear aircraft carrier. There's only a handful of those people out there. So it's either a guy who just relinquished command and is on his way for a little downtime before he goes to do his next hard job, or it's a guy who's commanding a ship that is in the yards and not currently at sea. So that's disruptive. You can imagine, it's like having a coach, to use a sports analogy, and here it is, we're about to go to the playoffs, and now our coach, you know, does something that's untoward and gets yanked out of his position. So, you know, these are matters of great consequence. So that's my first concern, and that's the Navy's first concern. Second to that is, as the investigation unfolds, I think it's certainly possible that Admiral Rice is going to be, his judgment and the actions he took in response to the complaints will be called into question, as will those of the two admirals who were riding the ship as the battle group commanders during that time frame. So, yeah, we probably haven't seen the last of the disciplinary actions here.
Ward Carroll, editor of Military.com, thank you.
Okay, Robin.